There are no ordinary people. I suppose there probably are people who, to their own detriment, pretend to be ordinary so that they can do the absolute minimum in life. But that just cuts them off from growing up. When it comes to complete, cheerful, inquisitive, and healthy minds, they are perfectly unique. Nothing standard, nothing ordinary. There is no way that another being could ever replace your friend. No two people are alike. No two beings have the same interests, and nobody dreams the same dreams. And that is just considering a single moment in life. Lives across time can't be the same at all. Not only are there no two individuals that are the same, but it is also impossible to live the same life. Therefore, there are no ordinary people. Moreover, we should all live extraordinary lives. When we are free to grow, we flourish in the most magnificent of ways. This may come as a surprise to some, but when we are not limiting ourselves, and when nobody else is limiting us, when we can freely grow and grow up, we become extraordinary just by living free. See, the alarm clock is not your heart. It is not supposed to keep you living in a square grid at maximum performance. Often, something like this is very convenient to other people, and even the friendliest of them may conspire against you to keep you going through the same routine. But we are not robots, we are not automatons, we are not machines. In this text, I will present you with a small recipe for getting back on track, for getting unstuck by jogging and adventuring, and give you examples of colorful, funny, and/or profound lives by means of reading a selection of audiobook titles. Again, just to summarize, people pretend to be ordinary and may expect you to be ordinary as well. But when we are left to grow up, we will become extraordinary simply by living authentic lives. We have this issue with all too easily accepting facts of the culture that we are born into. And we all too easily listen to people in authority. Adventure is a way of finding out who we are and setting aside what we were told to become, or what we assumed we were, or what we assumed others wanted us to be. All that noise. Most adventurers don't really do full adventure. And most people don't even know how far-reaching adventure is. People mistakenly believe that an adventure is something you do on top of what you already have. But that's a vacation. They are confusing adventures with vacations. The adventure is not about adding something extra to your days or to you or maybe to some stage in your life. The adventure is about you. It is about completing you. Adventurers aren't born by going into the woods. Adventurers are born by having their spirits crushed. Sometimes by parents, sometimes by teachers, often by being overworked, and most notably by being misled somehow. Sometimes people that care about you will mislead you on purpose to put you in a place that will make sense to them. They may conspire to cancel your hopes and dreams and trick you to feel comfortable in an average job or an average life. A decade or more may pass before you catch on. You'll say, "I have a job now," so many times that you will make yourself gag and then finally pause. Because those aren't your words. Those are words that were put there to make things simpler by mistake. It gets even more complex from here. Which is why it is important to understand the word adventure. Unlike a vacation, you don't return from real adventure. It completes you, and you complete it. And the more complete version of you will then lead a more complete life. You don't come back from an adventure. The greater you will change everything. Adventure is not so much about becoming one with nature, but about removing all that has been put between you and your own nature. Undoing the false beliefs, the other people's hopes and dreams, the misinspirations that you get tricked into, and all the stuff that you accepted all too easily on your own. Adventure puts you in a place where you need real advice from a reputable source. And the only reputable source there is are great books. You may start with a book about camping or even jogging, but it won't be long before it drops a name or mentions another book. And the books that get mentioned in other books, they get to you until you get to them. And then they will stay with you for life. The books I'm about to mention to you are about that simple act of walking and jogging, and then take to describing greater adventures. Sometimes they are sad, sometimes they are cheerful, but in all cases, they are profound. This list is meant to help you see, to help you find a direction and prove to you that there are no ordinary people, that you are not an ordinary person, that your life is not meant to be ordinary, it is meant to be magnificent. Your plan of good grades, good university, good job, good promotions, good future was pretty good. It was very good. But you are infinitely more than good. Your life is not meant to be just good. It is meant to be unique and extraordinary. It is meant to serve as an inspiration to all that learn about it. And if you do write a book, it will not be a book like any other. Nor was it ever meant to be a book like any other. Know that no matter your age, or nation, or culture, or what you thought your future was supposed to be like, your life is meant to be extraordinary, because you are not an ordinary person. There is no such thing. You are a unique island universe. There is no one like you. Nor has there ever been anyone like you, nor will there ever be anyone like you in the infinite future of our universe. May you live beautifully, And may the books that tell your story inspire generations for all the future to come. And remember, if you ever feel lost, let yourself hear the call of adventure. 26 marathons. What I learned about faith, identity, running, and life from my marathon career by Meb Keflezighi and Scott Douglas. A Walk in the Woods, Rediscovering America on the Appalachian Trail by Bill Bryson. Born to Run, A Hidden Tribe, Super Athletes, and The Greatest Race the World Has Never Seen by Christopher McDougall. Brave Enough by Jesse Diggins and Todd Smith. Bravey, Chasing Dreams, Befriending Pain, and Other Big Ideas by Alexi Pappas. Can't Nothing Bring Me Down, Chasing Myself in the Race Against Time by Ida Keeling. Eat and Run, My Unlikely Journey to Ultramarathon Greatness by Steve Friedman. Endurance, Shackleton's Incredible Voyage by Alfred Lansing. Finding Ultra, Rejecting Middle Age, Becoming One of the World's Fittest Men, and Discovering Myself by Rich Roll. Headhunters on My Doorstep, A True Treasure Island Ghost Story by J. Martin Troost. How to Lose a Marathon, A Starter's Guide to Finishing in 26.2 Chapters by Joel A. Cohen. Icebound, Shipwrecked at the Edge of the World by Andrea Pitzner. I Am a Stranger Here Myself, Notes on Returning to America After 20 Years Away by Bill Bryson. In a Sunburned Country by Bill Bryson. Into the Furnace, How a 135-mile run across Death Valley Set My Soul on Fire by Corey Reese and Luke Thorson. Into the Wild by John Krakauer. Into Thin Air, A Personal Account of Mount Everest Disaster by John Krakauer. Island of the Blue Foxes, Disaster and Triumph on the World's Greatest Scientific Expedition by Stephen R. Bowne. Island of the Lost, Shipwrecked at the Edge of the World by Joan Drouet. Let Your Mind Run, A Memoir of Thinking My Way to Victory by Dina Castor and Michelle Hamilton. Life is a Marathon by Matt Fitzgerald. Lost on Planet China by J. Martin Troost. My Year of Running Dangerously by Tom Foreman. Neither Here Nor There, Travels in Europe by Bill Bryson. Once a Runner by John L. Parker Jr. Out and Back, A Runner's Story of Survival Against All Odds by Hilary Allen. River of Darkness, Francisco Orellana's Legendary Voyage of Death and Discovery Down the Amazon by Buddy Levy. Running Home, A Memoir by Katie Arnold. Running Like a Girl, Notes on Learning to Run by Alexandra Hemmingsley. Running Man, A Memoir by Charles Engel. Running to the Edge, A Band of Misfits and the Guru Who Unlocked the Secrets of Speed by Matthew Futterman. Running with the Kenyans, Passion, Adventure, and the Secrets of the Fastest People on Earth by Adharanand Finn. Running with the Mind of Meditation, Lessons from Training Body and Mind by Sakyong Mipham. The Emerald Mile, the epic story of the fastest ride in history through the heart of the Grand Canyon by Kevin Fedarko. The Incomplete Book of Running by Peter Segal. The Long Run, a memoir of loss and life in motion by Catriona Menzies-Pike. The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America by Bill Bryson. The Sex Lives of Cannibals, Adrift in the Equatorial Pacific by J. Martin Troost. Ultramarathon Man, Confessions of an All-Night Runner by Dean Karnazes. What I Talk About When I Talk About Running, a memoir by Haruki Murakami.